Velkommen til Filmnoter. Jeg hedder Morten Weigel Just. Efter at have talt med talentfulde europæiske filmstemmer i Berlin, Malmø og Rom, er jeg tilbage i København. Hovedprisen på den store danske filmfestival CPH Pix er netop blevet uddelt af en jury på 3 personer. Prisen hedder New Talent Grand Pix og går til en af 10 særligt udvalgte debutantfilm til et spirende instruktørtalent. Men hvad er et talent egentlig? Hvordan vurderer man det? Jeg spurgte juryen om det, før de havde set de 10 film. Så lad os hilse på de 3 talentdommere.
My name is Saul Bondi. I'm a Berlin-based producer. The name of my company is 1-2 Films. We're relatively young, 4 years old, but we've already produced 4 feature films, so we've been quite busy over the last years. And 2 of these films have been here in the New Talent Grand Prix, actually, over the last 2 years. And so now I'm really happy to return as a jury member and to decide who to give the prize this year.
Jeg hedder Miriam Nørgaard. Jeg er producer på Fritjof Film i København. Og jeg er med på Copenhagen Pix som jury-medlem.
So, my name is Steve Holmgren. I'm here from Brooklyn, New York, and I work as an independent film producer and programmer. I produce feature films, both fiction and documentaries, and I am the curator at a non-profit documentary art space in New York City called Union Docs. And I'm here as a jury member, 1 of 3. I've had a couple of films that were previously screened at Pix with a filmmaker, Matt Porterfield. One called That Used to Be Darker from last year, and then one that was in competition a few years ago called Putty Hill. So I have a bit of a relationship with the festival team, and also I'm friendly with the CPH Docs Festival and have had a couple films that I produced, Far From Afghanistan and The Ballad of Genesis and Lady J, screen there, so it's good to be back.
Og hvad er talent?
I think a talent can be defined as some capability or something that somebody can do in a very special way, an outstanding way, and maybe it's also good to get addicted to talent in a way, because if you spot a talent, I think it's, you get the strong feeling that you want to see more of that person. And I guess this is also what we're looking for here right now, just to find a voice or a way of telling a story or a way of handling actors or whatever that may be, that we feel, oh, we'd like to see more of that. And I think it can be especially interesting because this competition only has first-time filmmakers. You hopefully get to see things that are daring or interesting, things that you haven't seen before, just images that you don't forget, hopefully, or just blow you away and you feel, okay, this is great. So this is something that is very subjective, of course. That's why I think it's always an honor to be in the jury. Usually I'm on the other side, like hoping that my film will be liked by a jury. So, yeah, it's nice to be on the other side for once.
Et talent for mig er et menneske, som tygger verden igennem sin optik. Det vil sige et menneske, som ser på verden på en bestemt måde, eller undersøger, eller undrer sig over nogle ting i verden, og tygger det igennem sit eget sind, og ser verden på en speciel måde. Og når jeg kan mærke det, og jeg får lov til at komme ind i et andet menneskes anskuelse af, eller undren over verden, så ser jeg et talent. Det er meget det, som jeg synes, der er et talent. Men altså, talent kan jo være mange ting. Et talent kan også være et talent i at fortælle en historie på en spektakulær måde, eller en overraskende måde, eller en meget stærk sanselighed i forhold til visualitet, eller tid, for eksempel, kan man også være et talent i. Altså, man kan jo være et talent i hvad som helst, men jeg tror nok, at det, jeg er meget optaget af, det er, når jeg kan mærke et menneske stå og pulse bag en film.
That's a good question. I think there's different ways to answer it. And I appreciate this competition, and I think that it's interesting and important to showcase first-time features from filmmakers, and to give the main award for that. I think it's not something that's done all over. It's certainly done, you know, some other places, I guess, but, you know, is a very critical time. You know, lots of times people might be able to make one feature, sometimes, you know, shortly after being a student or, you know, starting a new career or however they have the means to do that. And that's, you know, just kind of a critical point. And if that does well, then they might get to keep doing it. And if not, they might change careers or something. So I value and appreciate that the competition is geared towards kind of beginning filmmakers, really. And that's not to say that I'm sure a lot of the work is going to be amazing, and oftentimes when you look at, you know, filmmakers who have great careers, you can really tell something special in their first work, and so I think that they're onto something very good with that. Also, it seems to be a very well-chosen and deliberate selection of works that are not necessarily the biggest first feature films that are coming from Cannes or Berlin or Sundance or what have you. Certainly some of them are in there, but as I understand it, some of those titles that are maybe a little bit more high profile for whatever reason or have won other awards are you know, doing well, and they're kind of choosing to focus on stuff that might need the attention and need the awards a bit more, and that is also an important component of what we're doing here. I think we're looking at the films. I mean, as a jury member, as a critic, as anybody, you're kind of looking at anything and everything all the time, and so it's a lot to talk about here. But essentially, I think we're here to kind of judge the merits of the filmmaker and the film, and maybe just as much as the filmmaker looking at the film, and just as much as the film looking at the filmmaker and what promise they might hold, and if it's something that, you know, an award would you know, help them to continue their trajectory. And there's a lot of stuff wrapped up in that. I mean, there's, you know, different nationalities that filmmakers come from, and different national cinema funds, and different outlets and paths and career trajectories and commercial work and teaching and opportunities. So, you know, all that stuff is kind of wrapped into what we think about when we're talking about talent and an award. And it's complex, but essentially we're looking for the stuff that probably moves us the most and feels urgent and lasting, and like it's work that, you know, I guess this festival and us as producers are, you know, proud of and want to put our stamp on and want to help out the most for, you know, if that makes sense.
Kan du sige lidt mere konkret om, hvad kigger du efter i de her film? Hvad er det, du vurderer deres talent ud fra?
I guess we'll be looking for something fresh, something, possibly something new, something that will stick with us, something that will make us think. It can be anything, you know. I mean, we've just seen one film until now, and it's hard to tell. So I think one thing that is a very common thing for first-time filmmakers is to maybe to steal a lot of ideas or stuff that you already seen or loved in other films. And I think it's very special if a film makes it to this stage to be selected for this prestigious competition, that it has something valuable and outstanding and speaks for himself. Maybe an own voice.
Jeg tror, noget af det, jeg meget gerne vil, når jeg ser en film, det er, at jeg meget gerne vil ind og mærke nogle mennesker. Altså karaktererne på filmene. Det er ekstremt vigtigt for mig, om jeg får lov til at være inde bag ved deres øjne og opleve med dem, hvordan de løser deres konflikter i verden, eller løser deres udfordringer. Fordi jeg tror, det er meget det, vi går i biografen for. Det er ligesom at finde ud af, hvordan fanden navigerer man i den her verden, hvordan lever man et menneskeliv. Fordi det er jo en kompleks størrelse. Og jeg tror, det er meget det, jeg kigger efter, om jeg kan mærke de der karakterer der. Om jeg kan mærke, hvad det er, de oplever, hvad det er, de kæmper med. Formår den her filmskaber at bringe det igennem til mig, sådan så jeg kan opleve, hvad karaktererne oplever. Det synes jeg er rigtig, rigtig stærkt, når det lykkes. Og det er i virkeligheden noget af det aller sværeste ved at lave film, det er at lave den transport, hvor du som publikum faktisk forstår, hvad der sker inde i et andet menneske. Igennem et lærred. Det er jo faktisk, altså der er jo helt vildt langt fra manuskriptet og så til, at man møder sit publikum. Og den kontakt, som filmskaberen har, den vision, filmskaberen har, at få bragt den hele vejen igennem, sådan så publikum kan mærke det, det er en meget stærk talent, der kan det i min optik. Og det leder jeg efter, om det kommer igennem. Og det ligger jo i alle dele af filmens tilblivelse. Det ligger både i måden, den er skudt på, altså fotograferet på. Det ligger i måden, den er klippet på. Det ligger i den måde, der er lavet et sounddesign på filmen. Og det ligger i spillernes præstationer og måden, de bliver brugt på.
Hvilket type talent synes du, filmbranchen eller filmverdenen har brug for?
You know, I think the system is different in the U.S. than it is in Europe, and I guess it's different everywhere, but and it might be changing, but specifically we look towards crowdfunding, friends and family, private investment, and we don't have much of a kind of government state-sponsored support system that is helping facilitate the arts and new work. And I know, you know, sometimes that's being cut here, and there are some instances where we do get support in other ways in the States that is comparable, but you know, that sets up a little bit of a different dynamic in terms of who's making work and how they're making work and what it means. And for me, I think we have a bit of an overemphasis on story and on formula and on commercial success and on these types of things. And I am personally interested in work that is promoting an active viewing experience that somehow is in dialogue with contemporary political, social, economic, globalization, humanitarian, you know, stuff that's connecting us as people, and is media that's addressing concerns. I'm not really interested in entertainment. I am, of course, sometimes if you're going on a date or if you want to hang out with your friends and kind of do that thing, but most of the movies that I see that are, I guess are supposed to be entertaining, I have a hard time with. I find them boring, or I'd rather, I guess, be playing basketball or on a hike or something if I'm not going to be engaging in something that I feel like is going to resonate and be meaningful. So specifically in terms of talent, in terms of filmmakers that I might want to work with, or I might want to curate their work, or what I'm looking for when I'm going to be watching the films over the next week here, some of it might be a bit cliche, but I guess some sort of originality, some sort of vision, some sort of, you know, comment or relevancy on you know, I guess the world. I hope that's not too general, but yeah, some sort of uniqueness, and I think we're all moved by work that, you know, transforms us in some way and keeps us up at night and makes the world a better place, or makes us reinvestigate our orientation with it or with certain places. So without sounding too, you know, whatever, that, I guess that's part of what we're here to do.
Jeg tror altid, at verden har brug for nogle mennesker, der kan fortælle en rigtig, rigtig god historie, og som kan gribe os med deres historie. Det tror jeg er et stigende behov i en tid, hvor det hele bare flimrer, og mange ting kan man mærke er sådan mere eller mindre ligegyldigt. Der kan det være rigtig, rigtig godt, at der er nogen, der ligesom går ind og tager en eller anden historie, som de synes er ekstremt vigtig og lægger meget vægt i. Så det tror jeg altid, at verden har brug for. Det har sådan været sådan, siden vi sad ved lejebålens tid og kunne fortælle historier. Om vi bliver fanget af den her historie, det tror jeg bare, vi har altid lyst til. Så vil jeg sige, professionelt har jeg også lyst til at se folk, som prøver at udfordre filmmediet på anden måde. Altså, hvor man kan mærke, at tingene har en anden, måske et andet greb, eller et andet approach til det at filme, eller det at bruge spillere. Og man kan sige, sådan en film som Gravity, synes jeg var vildt inspirerende at se, fordi der var en filmskaber, der var modig nok til at have én karakter i en film meget, meget lang tid af filmens handling. Og det er jo sådan noget, som man ellers ikke tør på film, fordi så tror man ikke, at man kan beskrive den her karakteres udfordringer i verden, og det synes jeg, at Gravity lykkedes sindssygt godt med. Det er sådan for mig et eksempel på nogen, der ligesom har taget et anderledes tag om filmmediet.
the audience is growing older and older for cinemas. So we do get a lot of people of our generation, the younger generation, turning to TV series. And I myself too, so I often ask myself why is that? And I think that over a longer time you can just develop characters much more deeply. And I think this is the glue of storytelling from my point of view. It has been with the old Greeks until today, people want to bond with characters, they want to understand characters. So this is something that I'm always looking for as a producer, is that I want directors or screenwriters or people that I work with to tell stories for people that they can relate to. And obviously if you have like a 10-hour series, you can tell these stories in a much more fascinating and subtle and intelligent way is when you need to rush through the story in 1.5 hours. So this is my very personal perspective, but this is something what I'm always looking for. If I can relate to a character or to the figures in the film or not. So I guess this is my angle, my perspective in this jury.
Der er jo sådan en fordom, nogen vil sige en grim fordom, om sådan nogle filmfestivaler, som vi sidder her på. Og de priser, de uddeler, de skal gerne gå til en film, som meget få af os forstår, og endnu færre gider gå ind og se. Kan en vinder for dig af sådan en konkurrence her også lave en helt klassisk din genrefilm?
Yes, it could be talent-making genre movies. I worked with filmmaker Jeremy Saulnier, who has a film here called Blue Ruin, and it's like a kind of family revenge feud thriller, and he's a brilliant filmmaker. And that's one of the things I like about the competition also. I got to serve on the jury at Oberhausen last May, and similarly, they have work that's across categories, across classification, maybe even a little bit more so there, because they're blending documentary with animation, with fiction, new filmmakers with veteran filmmakers, but it's, you know, a different thing. But I, there seems to be a great deal of diversity in the selections, thematically, geographically, and et cetera. And the kind of, again, unifying theme is it being a first work. So I think anything could win. I'm really excited to see the work here and have a discussion. It's really difficult to watch 10 films and give one award when you're doing this job with two other people, because I guess that equation just is cause for potential conflict, not necessarily in a bad way, but you know, and already, you know, I've met the other judges and they seem really cool and we're kind of fast friends, and I'm sure it's going to be a good experience. But sometimes it's better to be able to give two or three awards and an honorable mention or two. I'm a little bit nervous that it's going to be a fight until the end, so to speak. But I'm not too worried also, because it's a good thing. It's great to be able to have this money and to be able to spotlight this type of work coming from this type of place. And I'm sure we're going to you know, take the best decision we can.
Altså, jeg glæder mig rigtig meget til at se de forskellige genrefilm, der er i den her konkurrence. Altså, det kan jo både være en horrorfilm, og det kan være en actionfilm, det kan være whatever. Det behøver ikke at være en mærkelig arthouse-film, for at den kan vinde, på ingen måde. Men jeg tror også, at det at være talent betyder jo også, at når man laver sin første film, at den vil være, kan man sige, på mange måder fuld af fejl. Så vi leder ikke efter en eller anden, eller jeg leder ikke efter en perfekte film, hvor alt ligesom er lykkedes for det her menneske her. Fordi jeg tror, at når man går ind i et nyt land, så kommer man til at lave en masse mærkelige ting undervejs. Og jeg tror faktisk, at det er også der, altså der hvor kanterne ligger, og der hvor der ikke er poleret rundt i hjørnerne, og perfektheden fremstår smukt. Det er faktisk også der, hvor man virkelig kan mærke, hvad er det for en personlighed, der har lavet den her film. Så de må gerne være smækfulde af fejl, de film, som kommer rigtig højt op på min skala, så længe at de er, at man kan mærke et tydeligt menneske bagved den, der har lavet den.
I think a talent can make any kind of movie. The question is, how is the person telling this movie? the most talented guy I'm working with, in my opinion, is one of my oldest friends, and we go way back to film school. We did our first film together. His name is Grzegorz Muskala, and he has a film here in the festival, and it's a genre film, and I think he did it really well. And maybe a genre film is especially difficult because a genre film is per se made for the audience to have this kind of lust for fear in terms of a thriller or in terms of a comedy to make them laugh. I mean, it's very simple. It's as simple as that. And so maybe to make an arthouse film might be a little bit easier. I mean, I've seen a lot of first-time features that really make you think, and they make you think, and they make you think. And sometimes you come up with the answer for yourself, sometimes not. So maybe to tackle a genre film is tough because it can go horribly wrong. Like if you make a thriller and people are bored, it's easy, you failed. Or if you make a comedy, nobody laughs. Again, failure. But I think there's something very brave if you choose to do a genre film.
Hvis vi skal tale lidt om arbejdet i sådan en jury, I er jo tre medlemmer, helt forskellige mennesker. Jeg går også ud fra, det er derfor, I er blevet udvalgt, fordi I har nogle forskellige syn på film. Og jeg vil gerne opstille sådan et lidt klassisk dilemmaspil for dig. Fordi der er jo lidt forskellige måder, man kan komme frem til en vinder på i sådan en jury. Der er den lette, hvor I alle tre bare er enige. Det her, det er den bedste film, den får prisen. Det er også den kedelige, så lad os lade være med at snakke så meget om den. Så er der den, som mange juryer og festivaler rundt omkring benytter sig af. Det er kompromiset. Man kunne ikke blive enige om en foretrukken kandidat, så man vælger en, man alle synes var ok. Men der er ikke nogen, der virkelig, virkelig brænder for den. Er det den mulighed, du ville foretrække, frem for den tredje mulighed, som ville være der, hvor I sidder to og siger, det er den her, det er talentet, der skal have prisen. Og så sidder der altså den tredje og siger, jeg hader den, det er den aller værste.
I can't say either way necessarily. Deciding a jury is like making a film or like life. I mean, there's no formula that is going to work every time. Again, when you have one film that you have to choose, and I'm not aware of a jury chair or head that has a deciding vote, so I think it's just going to be something that's consensus-based. I think it's a healthy kind of democratic, conscientious human exercise to talk and argue and think and go somewhere with dialogue, and that certainly has to happen one way or another. I can't answer. It just depends on the films exactly, and if that person was me or not me, and how the other people felt and how much of a compromise it was. I would say when possible, it's good for a jury to be united, and I think we can agree on some sort of basic tenets around the what we're doing here and why we're here, and nobody's gonna get beat up too badly.
We have three producers, so I think we are used to handling situations which aren't easy. So I think it can be a very, very interesting discussion. I don't know if jury is really the right place for like a democratic act, two outruling one. I don't know. We'll see. Three is a crucial number for a jury, I think. And I'm very much looking forward to the discussions. But I just got to meet my jury members yesterday, and what I can see now is that we will have a very respectful and open discussion about everything. And at the end of the day, we will see who has the best arguments. Maybe it's not even necessary. Maybe we will all see a film and say, This is the biggest talent we see around. I mean, the thing is, I truly believe that every film that is chosen by these great programmers of this festival, every film deserves to win.
Jamen, jeg har lyst til at sige en helt fjerde mulighed, fordi jeg er faktisk klar på at snakke hele natten, hvis det er det, der skal til. Jeg er helt sikker på, at vi sagtens kan blive enige helt naivt. Fordi jeg tror, det handler om at samtale og tale og tale og tale og tale, indtil vi... Jeg tror, det handler jo ikke om vores personlighed. Det handler ikke om, at en skal have ret, eller at nogen skal have ret overhovedet. Det handler simpelthen om at finde ud af, hvad er det, vi leder efter? Hvad er det, der er vigtigt for den her jury? Og jeg tror, vi kommer bare til at skulle snakke om det så meget. Vi har allerede siddet i går aftes og diskuteret sådan om, hvor vi kommer fra i forhold til, hvad det er for nogle syn på filmen, vi har. Fordi det er der, jeg tror, vi skal finde en enighed. Og så tror jeg også, at vinderfilmen ligesom kan vokse ud af det. Så det handler ikke om vores personlige smag på nogen som helst måde. Det handler om, hvad er det vigtigt for den her festival, og hvad er det, vi som jury er enige om, hvad der definerer et talent. Og så tror jeg faktisk godt, vi kan finde en enighed.
Men det, jeg også fisker lidt efter, det er, at man kan sige, jamen kompromiskandidaten vil ofte være en film, som, jamen den går ikke rigtig nogen for træd. De fleste kan være enige om, jamen det er da en meget god film. Mens at den kandidat, der måske kan skille vandene lidt, er måske også den kandidat, hvor der så sker noget interessant. Den vækker nogle følelser, både til det gode og til det dårlige.
Men jeg tror, det at lede efter et talent, er ikke det samme som at lede efter en god film. Det er faktisk to vidt forskellige ting. Fordi den gode film, den kan være lykkedes, fordi den simpelthen bare kommunikerer godt til publikum, den kommer godt igennem. Men den kan i virkeligheden måske ikke vise særlig meget talent. Og måske viser den bare en talenttype, som man ser masser vis af, som er måske en mere... Altså, så kan man sige, at det kræver også et talent at kunne fortælle en mainstream-film, så det er slet ikke, fordi det ikke må være mainstream. Men igen, man skal kunne mærke, hvad det er for en filmskaber, der står bagved. Så jo, hvis man kan mærke det tydeligt, så må den meget gerne være mainstream. Den må meget gerne være fuldstændig perfekt og kommunikere fuldstændig fantastisk til sit publikum og blive en kæmpe succes publikumsmæssigt. Den må også meget gerne være en mærkelig film, som ingen gider se, så længe den siger, okay, om to film, så er den her instruktør en af verdens allerbedste.
Juryen har talt. Filmnoter er slut for denne gang. Din filmpris blev overrakt af Morten Weiger Just. Kontakt redaktionen på filmnoter@den2radio.dk eller find os på facebook.com/filmnoter. På genhør.